Now I'd like to share with you how I used the belly breathing to help me in my recovery. Now, actually, I want to show you first how not to use the belly breathing, and then I want to show you how it really did help me. Okay, so I want to give you two scenes. The first scene is how not to use the belly breathing, and the second scene is how it really did help me. So here's the first scene. I'm doing an outing, driving my car, and anxiety comes up really fast. I say to myself, oh my God, this is awful. I better do my belly breathing. 1-1000, 2-1000. Is it working yet? 1-1000, 2-1000. It's not working fast enough. 3-1000, 4-1000. So do you get the idea? I was holding on to that belly breathing for dear life. Now, do you think that was helpful? No, it really wasn't. Okay, so now I want to give you the second scene, and this is the way the belly breathing really did help me in my recovery. So, same outing, driving my car, same anxiety coming up really fast, but a little part of me remembers to be the calm observer, and I say to myself, well, I'm at a 7, now an 8, I sure don't like this. How am I breathing? And automatically, I go into belly breathing. I've practiced it, so it's pretty effortless. And then I use some other CBT skills that are very powerful. And these are skills that you're going to learn as you make progress in your own recovery. Now, do you see the difference between those two scenes? So this is why it's important to start practicing the belly breathing at a time that you feel pretty comfortable. And once you've practiced a fair amount, you'll have a really good skill to use when you have anxiety.